Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Kate Scott's on the line right now. Let's ask her Kate. Who she likes in that one. What's up, Kate? How you doing?
Boys, what's going on? Hey, I missed you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Talking Tampa, L.A.? See?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to L.A., man. Matt Stafford is looking damn good with that team so far. And,
yeah.
You know, Tom Brady's got to age out eventually, right? Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's next week.
All right, put in the cap. Put in the cap. Put Scott in
Mark
the cap.
Mark it down.
2030, right. Kate, is when Tom Brady's going to age out, I would imagine.
Yeah, you're probably right, Divers. You are.
All right, well, if you haven't heard, Kate Scott is the new voice of the Philadelphia 76ers. Congratulations so much, Kate. That's a tremendous gig. It's a tremendous honor. Just like, are you upset? Because if it would have come 2 weeks earlier, you would have been the first woman to do it. I'm talking about Lisa Byington, of course, and I'm kidding with
That's
you, but
true.
Congrats.
That's true. Thank you. Well, I did definitely text Lisa some things that I cannot repeat on the air because she and I are friends. So, yes, I did not know that she was getting the Bucks job. So I said some things that made both of us laugh, and then she said them back yesterday. You guys know this is ridiculously awesome. There was nobody, and now it's 2021, and in the span of 2 weeks, there is now two of us who are going to be calling a major men's pro sport in the United States. And hopefully, by all accounts, it's not because of who we are. It's because of what we do and how well we do it. But it also obviously matters who we are because Lisa and I are both really hoping that this opens the eyes of some youngsters and the doors for some people who are, you know, in college or just graduating from college and want to do this, whether it's other women or whether it's guys who don't look like the guys who've been in the booth before. So just really excited for her and obviously really excited about this opportunity.
Well, Kate, you are ridiculously awesome. And I think I told you that maybe those weren't the words about 11 years ago when I was handing over my previous gig to you. But I do remember saying to you that I thought you were awesome and I thought you were going places, but I don't think either one of us had a thought that you would reach these lofty heights. So part of me is congratulations, and part of me wants to just slug you on the arm and say, great job.
Thanks, Dan. And as everybody knows, I would not be here if I hadn't been allowed to ride on Dan's coattails for a number of jobs, right? I'm sure you've gone over that before, Dibs, but I'm right there with you. It's wild.
There's a soundbite, Kate. Thank you. We got to clean in and we got to clean out. That one goes on my resume reel.
I tried to pause so you could cut it.
Appreciate it. She's a pro.
But I was talking to the first couple of people for some Philly interviews last night, you know, asking how long this has been a dream. And the thing is, like, it wasn't even a dream until, you know, 15 years ago because I never saw any women doing play-by-play. I thought I was going to be a sideline reporter or an anchor because that's all I saw growing up. So it is still ridiculous. Like, I have not even begun to wrap my head around the fact that I'm flying to Philly on Sunday because media day is Monday, y'all, and training camp starts Tuesday, and then my first game is October 4th, preseason, and we're diving in, and let's go. So I haven't processed it yet. I don't know when I will because I'm calling football, too. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot down at Stanford next to their track because we just got done meeting with David Shaw and company because Mike Golick and I are calling Stanford UCLA tomorrow. Download the free Varsity Network app by Learfield because usually our games have been on 95.7 thanks to Matt Nehigian and everybody who made that happen. But because some other station in the Bay has the Stanford rights, we are blacked out this weekend. So download that app and you can listen to me and Golic all the time.
And I know you love being on the farm, Kate, so much.
Oh, Dan, you know me. I said some bad words to David Shaw's face because I hate him, but I love him because he's such a good dude. So I just, every time I see him, I say, blank you, David. It's great to see you. And then he starts laughing and gives me a hug. So anyway.
Kate, David Shaw, Union City's own David Shaw. What I'm about to say to you, Kate, what I'm about to say to you, I have no proof. You have to trust me. So with the pandemic, we've been working remote, and I would tell my wife, you know, when I get back, I'm not happy to see Steiny or Dibs. I'm going to get to meet the great Kate Scott, and I didn't get that opportunity. I'm so happy for you. But I want to ask you this, Kate. When you did that all-women's broadcast, like, I believe it was against the Bulls, did you think to yourself that your opportunity would come this fast in the association?
No, Goo, not at all. And I'm pissed I don't get to meet you in person either, but I'll be back. Because
there you go.
Not making the move totally yet. Just going to be, you know, living out of a hotel for a while. Because the feeling is mutual, my friend. But no, this is all happened at warp speed. I mean, everything. I was expecting to be with you all for a number of years, and then all of a sudden, calling the Olympics, and Fox is wanting me to call international soccer, and then the Sixers are calling. So no, this has been so much faster than I expected any of it. But thankfully, I have a number of great mentors in this industry who said, this is how it happens. You work your tail off for, you know, for me, it's been 15, almost 16 years. And you're wondering, and you're wondering, and you're preparing, and you're just saying yes to every opportunity. And then all of a sudden, things start to break, and it can happen really quickly. And just to lean into it and try not to change and just be, you know, the silly, stupid person that you've always been. And that's what I'm going to try to be. And y'all can give me a really hard time if that ever changes. Again, the people here at Stanford, they are giving me a hard time. They're like, hey, look who's gracing us with her appearance today. It's the new Sixers play-by-play announcer. And I'm cussing them out and saying, blank you guys. This is, you know, let's talk football tomorrow. So, yeah, it's wild, Gil.
The only person who could go slumming at Stanford, Kate Scott.
Nice.
It is a pretty campus, Dan. I hate it. It's too pretty. I need some dirt. I need some grit. I need some trash. I need to get back over to Berkeley.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Not all the trees are dancing.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, Kate, but you're talking to two fathers of Berkeley kids, so we're on your side on this one.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Real quick, you know Philly's reputation with its fans. Are you kind of looking forward to seeing it firsthand?
I am. I mean, you guys know, and probably everybody who's listening, you all toughened me up. You all have toughened me up over the past 15 years. So I know the stereotype, but I think it comes from the same thing that all of us as sports fans possess, even though we live in different places. We're so passionate because we love our team so much, and that is our outlet. So we're really knowledgeable as well because you can only listen to the awful things happening in the world so much. You got to dive into Ben Simmons. You got to dive into Andrew Wiggins, right? Like, you just need something else. So I'm looking forward to that. I know that I'm never going to be a Philly native. I know there's going to be some people telling me I suck. And as I've always done, I look forward to saying, thanks for listening. Look forward to talking to you again soon. So I'm sure it'll be a tough go at the start because, again, I'm not just going to Philly. I'm replacing a Philly native who was incredible, Mark Zumoff, and who was there for almost 30 years. So I know that it's not going to be easy, but I'm, just as I've always done, going to put my head down and work and really looking forward to hopefully winning a few of those really passionate Philly fans over.
Can't be any tougher than replacing Dipper Claus, Kate. Be honest.
Exactly. that is why I said yes. I said guys. I know you think this is going to be difficult. Let me tell you what I had to do 10 years ago in the Bay Area. So, Dan, thank you again.
Kate, nobody cares, as you well know. Good luck, Kate.
From Ben Shaw to Philly. Ben Shaw Stadium to, I don't even know where the Sixers are playing right now. Core State?
The Center. The Wells Fargo Center, but they just call it the Center.
That's right. That's right. See, you're already there. You're already a Phillyite, as it were.
I mean, you gotta know what you're gonna say during the audition, so you already, you know, endear yourself
true.
To the folks.
That's true. Hey, Kate, congratulations. Good luck.
Awesome.
Let's keep in touch, and all the best.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Love you.
All right.
Love you all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.